I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. You know, yesterday the Risk Management Agency concluded its price discovery period, not used to determine final prices and the volatility factors for the federally sponsored corn and soybean crop insurance products for the coming growing season. Now, for the majority of the Midwest, the projected price for corn is $5.68. The volatility factor relating to the price risk is anticipated yet to be 0.22. For soybeans, the projected price is $12.55 with a volatility factor of 0.18. For comparison, the 2011 prices and volatility were $6 and a penny for corn at 0.29 and $13.49 for soybeans at 0.23. I spoke to Gary Schnitke a bit earlier in the week as we were pretty close to having these numbers settled about which crop insurance products folks might consider and which might be more profitable for farmers in Illinois, for the Midwest, for that matter, any place that corn and soybeans happen to be grown in the primary regions. Here's a portion of that interview. Thanks so much, Gary, for taking the time with us today. You have written a brand new Farm Economics Facts and Opinion piece looking at how crop insurance was used across the state of Illinois last year. Was there one particular plan that was more prevalent than others?
Yeah, yes, there was. The primary plan used in Illinois was revenue protection, RP. It's the revenue product with the guarantee increase in it. And it was most prevalently used at the 75, 80, and 85% coverage levels. And if you take those three coverage levels in that product, you have over about 68% of the use in Illinois.
And once you've done that and you look at how they paid out last year and what suggestions might be made for this year, do you come to any conclusions?
Yeah, I would say that if you were in that RP policy at the 75, 80, and 85% coverage level last year and were pleased with its performance, stay there. The one thing I would suggest if you're going to stay there is to add the trend-adjusted APH yield endorsement. That will allow you to have either keep the same guarantee level and lower the premium cost or get a higher one. And also you might, and this is just a slight recommendation or just something to think about, is you might think about switching to the RP with the harvest price exclusion and bumping up the coverage level 5%. But that's just a suggestion.
So when and if you do that, it does change really the impetus behind the crop insurance from either yield to price or the other way around, right?
Yeah, that's right. And let me just give you an example. If you were at RP 80% last year, you can get the same product at the same cost at RP with exclusion at the 85%. And so those two have the same premium cost. RP with the harvest price exclusion will pay more when prices go down, and RP will pay more when prices go up and yields suffer. And RP, prime of year when RP would make payments is like last year when we had a higher harvest price and low yields.
How many corn acres in the state of Illinois were covered last year?
Last year we had 10.171 million acres insured, and that represents 81% of the acres planted in Illinois. So a sizable portion of the acres were insured in Illinois.
And soybean acres, similar?
Similar numbers for soybeans. There was 6.86 million acres insured, and that represented 77% of the total. So 6,860 million acres insured last year.
Were most of those under enterprise units? And what is an enterprise unit?
Most of them, particularly the enterprise units, were used on the RP policy. And the RP or enterprise units were used on 62% of the insured acres. So most of the people were using enterprise units. And that's all of one crop in a county.
Okay, and then how about GRIP and GRIP HR?
GRIP last year for corn, GRIP HR had 9% of the acres and GRIP had 1% of the acres. We've been seeing those numbers go down over time, and the primary reason they've been going down is because the premium on those have been going up, while the combo products, the premium has been going down. So people have been shifting because the cost have changed.
Will there be a suggestion this year that if you had a GRIP policy or a GRIP HR policy that the premium will be expensive enough and going up in price that you might want to consider a revenue protection policy?
It remains to be, you know, right now we're looking at lower volatilities, so all insurance premiums are coming down. But yeah, I would suggest you look at, if you've had GRIP last year, take a look at the RP combo product, because the premiums have changed, you know, over time, and the RP policies have become less expensive relative to GRIP.
Decisions will be made starting March the 1st. And must be made by the 15th of the month.
Yep. March 15th is the last day in which a policy can be changed. If you do nothing, you get the same policy as you did last year.
And make sure you take your trend-adjusted yield endorsement, right?
That's right. Make sure. And you have to make that election. If you don't choose that endorsement, you will have the same. You won't have that endorsement. So it's, if you have RP, YP, or RP with exclusion, make sure that you do take that endorsement. The APH yield is used in calculating guarantees. The trend-adjusted yield endorsement adds trend to that APH yield. So it will increase the APH yield, causing you to have a higher guarantee. And a byproduct of that is that you can lower the coverage level if you want to and have the same guarantee but at a lower price.
Okay, Gary, once again, if you could summarize just exactly what you think producers in the state of Illinois might do with their crop insurance at this point.
Most people last year took RP at a 75, 80, and 85% coverage level and used enterprise units. That'll be a good choice for the coming year. Add trend adjustment to it, and if you're in the GRIP policy, GRIP is still a very good policy, but take a look at RP because the premium changes.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
Gary Schnitke is a University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist. You can read more from him at farmdocdaily.illinois.edu or visit farmdoc.illinois.edu. There are two different sites. On the second site, farmdoc.illinois.edu, you'll find all the crop insurance calculators, and you can plug in the number for your own farm.